That's right, we're stoked to be here. It's our first time in Maine, guys, so thank you so much for showing up and supporting us. I got a lot of friends and family tonight here. I'm super happy to see all of them. This is really special for me. I'm from New England, I'm from Massachusetts, so it's good to be home.
Thank you. Hey, it'd be a shame if we didn't mention, when we travel, we bring all these t-shirts and hats and all these things, and that's kind of what helped us get around. You can go see our good pal Reed over there at the merch table. He's been running around with us for a while. And speaking of Reed, hey, do you have your phone, and has that guy showed up with my fiddle yet? Oh, he has? Okay, thank you. I'm very much concerned. United Airlines left my 1906 fiddle in D.C. last night, as also my brand new carbon fiber mandolin that I was really hoping to play some tonight. And apparently, this guy drove all the way here from Manchester to drop them off. And and that was actually, United paid for that, which was kind of cool, so. But I'm assuming that they might be here because I saw a thumbs up. And if they do show up, I might have to bust out that new mandolin.
I hope so too. Love a good story with a good ending, you know? We need more of those in our life. Especially what it has to do with airlines, banks, all that kind of shit. Oh, look at that, folks. Look at that. Wow. Give it up for Reed, everybody. Give it up for him.
I'm not gonna lie. I was not completely expecting United Airlines to come through. And now I have a lot more respect to them for them. So make some noise for United Airlines.